Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Okay, let's unpack this. The world of enterprise LLM architecture. It's really changing how big companies operate, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And, you know, while the LLMs themselves get a lot of headlines, the real differentiator, the secret sauce, if you will, is the architecture built around them.
Right.
A well-designed system turns an AI initiative from just an experiment into something that actually drives growth cost-effectively. Our goal today is to give you a shortcut to understanding this.
So let's get into it. What really makes an LLM system enterprise grade? How is it different from, say, the chatbots you might use every day?
That's the core question, really. It's about making AI responsible and crucially scalable for serious business use. So enterprise LLM architecture is basically a structured framework.
A framework
for letting big companies use, manage, and scale these LLMs safely, efficiently, and, you know, aligned with actual business goals. It's not just about the smarts. Think scalability for global operations, super strict compliance, GDPR, ITPO, that sort of thing, deep integration with the IT systems they already have, like ERP or CRM.
Things that consumer tools just don't need to worry about in the same way.
Exactly. Plus multi-layered security, lots of customization options for specific jobs, and really importantly, cost control. Got to show that ROI. It basically bridges the gap between the cutting edge AI and, well, operational reality.
Okay, so if we think of it like an organism, what are the vital organs? The core components.
Good way to put it. First up is data processing and management. This is ground zero. Cleaning data, annotating it, getting vast amounts, sensor logs, customer records, you name it, into the system.
And getting the governance right there must be huge.
Oh, non-negotiable. Fines, reputation damage. You have to nail data governance.
Bah.
Then there's model training and fine-tuning. Enterprises rarely just grab an off-the-shelf model.
They tailor it.
Yeah, they fine-tune models with their own specific data, like legal docs for a law firm, or use instruction tuning. They might use open source like Llama or proprietary stuff like GPT-4. Depends on the need.
Makes sense.
Then you need the plumbing. Deployment and serving infrastructure. This is the backbone for handling potentially millions of requests reliably. We're talking Docker, Kubernetes, managing latency.
Latency is key for real-time stuff, right? Like fraud detection.
Absolutely vital. Sometimes you even push computation to the edge, closer to where the data originates, just to speed things up. And finally, security and access control. Not an add-on, it's fundamental.
So things like who gets access to what?
Precisely. Role-based access control, API keys, end-to-end encryption, and a really strong separation if you're hosting for multiple tenants. Got to keep that data isolated.
Okay, so that covers the pieces. Now, how do companies actually deploy these systems? You mentioned different strategic goals influencing this.
Right. The deployment model isn't just technical. It reflects strategy. On-premises is one route. Full control over everything. Data stays in-house.
Good for banks, government, healthcare maybe.
Exactly. Highly regulated industries or where the AI itself is core IP, but it means a big upfront investment in hardware and expertise.
The trade-off.
Then you've got cloud-based. Think AWS Bedrock, Azure OpenAI. Super flexible, often more cost-effective to start. You pay as you go, scale fast.
But downsides.
Concerns about vendor lock-in, maybe data sovereignty where your data actually lives. And finally, hybrid. Kind of the best of both worlds for some.
How so?
You keep sensitive data on-premise for security, but use the cloud's muscle for, say, massive training runs or handling peak loads. It's flexible, good for future-proofing.
So connecting this back,
yeah.
How do these architectures help keep the LLMs current and accurate?
Yeah.
You're trained on data up to a certain point, right? What about new company info?
Yes. That's where retrieval augmented generation, or ARAG, comes in. It's a really key technique now.
ARAG. Okay, what does that do?
It tackles the problem of outdated info or the model just making things up, hallucinating.
Yeah.
RAG adds a step before the LLM generates an answer.
What kind of step?
It makes the LLM first query a knowledge base. Could be an internal wiki, document stores, databases for relevant, up-to-date information related to the prompt.
So it's like giving it notes for the exam.
Exactly. It retrieves relevant passages first, then uses those to generate the answer. This means higher accuracy, fewer hallucinations, and the system adapts as your knowledge base updates.
And you need special tech for that.
Yeah, specialized vector databases like Pinecone or Weaviate become really important for indexing all that enterprise knowledge efficiently and linking it to systems like CRM or ERP, boost customer support, decision making, lots of uses.
Okay, so the system's up. Is it using ARGI maybe?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not set and forget, is it? How do you keep it running well and affordably?
Definitely not set and forget. Monitoring and maintenance are crucial. First, performance tracking. You need to watch metrics like latency, throughput, how many tokens you're using.
Using tools like Prometheus, Grafana.
Right, those kinds of observability stacks. Keeps things reliable and efficient. Then, model updates and versioning. Models drift, you get new data, you fix bugs. You need solid versioning and rollback plans so updates don't break things.
Avoid business disruption. Critical.
Absolutely. And finally, cost optimization. These things can get expensive. So strategies like managing token budgets, optimizing inference, using model compression quantization to make models smaller and faster, it all adds up.
Looking ahead then, what's on the horizon? What are the next big things in enterprise AI architecture?
It's moving fast. Multimodal AI is a big one. Moving beyond just text.
Meaning?
Combining text, images, voice, maybe even structured data, all into one seamless system. Imagine a support AI analyzing a written complaint, a screenshot, and a voice message together.
Wow. Okay.
Then there are autonomous agent systems, moving from assistants that respond to agents that can actually plan, execute multi-step tasks, learn from workflows. That requires sophisticated orchestration.
More proactive AI.
Exactly. And underpinning all this, advanced security protocols will be even more critical. Zero trust approaches, data watermarking to track AI-generated content, red teaming models to find flaws before attackers do.
And building in compliance from the start.
Yes, thinking about things like the EU AI Act right from the design phase, not as an afterthought.
We have covered a huge amount today on what really makes an enterprise LLM architecture robust and, well, effective.
We have. And the key takeaway really is that success isn't just about picking a powerful model. It hinges on that well-planned architecture, strong data governance, secure deployment. That's the foundation.
And trends like RA, multimodal, autonomous agents, they unlock amazing potential.
They do, but only for companies that have built that strong foundation first.
So here's a final thought for you, our listeners, to ponder. What foundational investments are you making today to ensure your AI strategy can genuinely adapt and thrive tomorrow? Not just for efficiency gains now, but for that continuous innovation and real strategic advantage down the line.